Alma, the little girl at the heart of the new children's book, Alma and How She Got Her Name, has a very long one.
Her name is Alma Sofia Esperanza José Pura Candela.
Too long, according to Alma. So in the book, we see her father tell her the story of her name and how each of those who came before her are part of who she is. The book, written and illustrated by local author Juana Martinez Neal, just won the Caldecott Medal, a prestigious prize in children's literature, and she came into our studios recently to talk to me more about it. Martinez Neal is an immigrant to Arizona from Peru, and she told me the process of writing this book took a long time, and it took her coming to terms with her immigrant identity.
Was it easy? No. It took a long time to get it done. About, I would say, I worked on it on and off throughout 8 years.
Wow.
I know. And mainly because of I kept getting stuck. And yeah. I didn't know what to do next.
What were you stuck on?
Yeah. The first thing, the character. Hmm. I had four different Almas before the one that I used in the book.
In terms of the illustration.
Finding how Alma looked, what she looked like. I did some that were more realistic looking. And because it was autobiographical, maybe that's what kept me getting stuck, because I was trying to draw myself. And then some were too realistic. And I will have one Alma and I go, this is perfect. I love her. This is my Alma. And then, well, you know, some months will go by. I looked again and I go like, no, it's not. And that happened over and over and over until I found the Alma that is in the book.
What was it about her when you knew it was right?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think in some way I was no longer drawing myself. I was drawing my daughter. Hmm. But mixed with other people, too, that I love. So I think it was that space that I, you know, gave the character. Mm-hmm. So it was I was able to, like, take myself out of the picture and now just focus on her. I think that's what worked. But one thing that I think the moment that I knew I had Alma is I had this little drawing of this little girl, and I was working on another book. I don't remember which one, but I was working on another book, and I was like, okay, I'm going to draw something really quick. So I drew this little girl, and I drew my grandma next to her. Hmm. And how I felt she was, not how she really looks like, but how I felt the memory of my grandma.
Yeah.
And when that happened, when seeing the two together, everything made sense. Everything just, something clicked. And then I remember being, I still have that piece of paper. Hmm. And I start playing with names. And I have Alma, Sofia, Esperanza. And I wrote a list of names that I possibly would like to have use. Hmm. I think that was the starting point of the real Alma story as it is now.
So at the end of the book, you have a little note from you, right? Mm-hmm. And about your full name. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Well, my name when I was born was Juana Carlota Martinez Pizarro. Juana is my dad's mother, Juana Francisca. Mm-hmm. And then Carlota wasn't supposed to be Carlota, was supposed to be Carla. My mom had an uncle that she really loved but passed. And in a way to honor him, she gave me that, what she thought was going to be my middle name, Carla. But what happened was that my father didn't think it was strong of a name for me, too strong of a name, and I needed something different. So he just changed my name when he was writing it on the birth certificate. And just like that, my name changed. And then you carry both last names, Martinez right. from my dad and Pizarro from my mom's side of the family.
Yeah. So why did you choose to put that at the end of the book, to tell your own story there?
Because that was what got the book started.
Yeah.
My idea, they said, you know, it sounds cliche, but just tell what you know. Mm-hmm. You know, the story of how my name changed and even my name itself has been something that has been so constant throughout my life that story I knew, mm-hmm. that story I could tell, yet I had to take myself out and tell the story of Alma, even though I used still my relatives, to be able to make the book.
Let's talk a little bit about your own story, right? So you are from Lima, Peru. You emigrated here when you were 24. How did that process and the process of trying to learn how to live in a new country and in America kind of change the way that you saw yourself and your writing?
I think I don't know if everyone will go through this, but in my experience, it was I moved and I came as an adult and with my own, you know, culture and my own way of doing things. And then I come and I'm put into this new country with a different different language and where everything is absolutely different from like saying hello. You just kiss everybody in Peru, even though you don't know them. That's how you greet. You give a kiss. And if there's a room with 100 people, there's 100 kisses right there. I'm not kidding.
Very different than here, right? Okay.
Yeah, and here you have, you know, like your bubble.
Yes, yes.
And there's like a cultural shock, really.
Yeah.
But I think in order to adapt, I had to quiet my own culture, who I was. I couldn't paint anymore because I didn't have anything. You know, I didn't have my supplies. I remember bringing them, but it was just in a corner on a box, you know, in a box just there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wasn't writing because I was adapting to this new language.
How did you come out of that? How did you get back into writing and
funny
drawing?
Enough, my husband kept saying, you need to go back to children's illustration. You need to go back to children's illustration. And I didn't even know I could make picture books. That's how clueless I was.
Mm.
But then I remember going online and I was, well, maybe I have to listen to him. So I go on Google and I found SCVWI, Society of Children's Books Writers and Illustrators.
Hmm.
So I go on the website and I go, oh my God, there's a whole group of people that all they do is picture books. And like, so I joined like immediately. But that kind of got me back to painting, back to children's illustration. And writing took a little longer, but it was a trip back to Peru in 2009 that made me realize that what I really needed to do was paint my culture, who I am, what I knew. And that's when, in 2009, I think that's when everything starts making more sense.
So now you've come very far, right? You were just honored with the Caldecott, and you won this award at the same time as two other Latina authors, right? Meg Medina, who won the Newbery this year, Elizabeth Acevedo won the Prince Prize. I want to talk to you a little bit about what this award means to you and also what you think this says about the future of writers, the future of this generation of writers.
What does it mean so much? As a Latina, as a woman born in Peru, born and raised in Peru, it's unbelievable. Besides the fact that I grew up with no picture books. I mean, that's just something, you know, it's just crazy to think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great moment for all voices to be heard. And we're here. I mean, I think we are here because of everyone that came before us. I mean, we're not, it just didn't happen from one day to the other. This is the work of scholars and illustrators and authors and editors that want to push these stories that have not been heard as often.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to hear from other, we need to hear all voices, not only the what used to be the norm, which was stories of white children,
mm-hmm.
because we're all American. I mean, that's my hope, that we don't see this as a Latina story, a picture book about a Latina girl. I want it to be a story, just an American story, one more American story. And that's my hope.
Juana Martinez-Neal, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.